With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can the Ducks lose next weekend, Rashad, and still make the playoffs?
Nope.
Next segment. That'll do it, folks.
Yeah, that's segment. All.
Let's go to break.
I agree with him. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
I'm part of me goes back and forth with looking at, because you got to look at all the other conferences and basically what's going on with them. SEC, I mean, the ACC is just an absolute mess right now. The Big 12 probably is going to get one. They would be lucky to get a second. I guess it depends on if BYU wins out. But you know, Group of Five obviously will get one. This is the way I look at it. Group of Five is going to get one. Right. Notre Dame takes care of business against Pitt, and the rest of the way, there's two of the 12. So then that leaves 10 spots for two more conference winners, the SEC winner, the Big Ten winner. The spots are starting to get slim as far as who's going to be included. And if USC obviously beats Oregon, goes in with two losses, they finished third in the Big Ten. I see them getting the 10th seed, perhaps. So that's where I just start to wonder. I'm like, is there enough room for a two-loss Oregon team that has lost to an Indiana, lost to a USC, for them to sneak into the playoffs? I feel like the chances, you would need chaos in the SEC. You would need the ACC to keep doing what they're doing, because it seems like nobody wants to win that conference at this point.
Right.
And then maybe Notre Dame, if Notre Dame loses to Pitt today, you can't put a three-loss Notre Dame non-conference champion because they don't play in a conference. To me, I feel like three losses as a Notre Dame team, that should leave
it.
You out.
That should
like,
be
that's,
it.
I don't think that's like, they get by, and this is happening in Texas right now, like, well, yeah, you know, they've lost two games, and maybe they haven't looked good in some of their wins, but the talent, I mean, they're a good team, though. They got a lot of skill. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, they didn't win enough games.
They not only, like, for Texas, like, not only did they lose to Florida, they got stomped by Florida. They barely
beat. Heisman hopeful went from hopeful to, like, hopeless within, like, a game.
So that's where I'm at with, you know, like, Notre Dame and a Texas, especially, like, if Texas loses today against Georgia, which I fully anticipate to happen, they're done. So still a lot to be played out. And I think I even did like the playoff predictor earlier this week to see like, hey, what does a loss against USC do to their chances? They aren't completely out of it. It's just going to be very, very tough for them to sneak in as a 10 or an 11 seed.
Frankly, it's shocking to me that that predictor wouldn't put them completely out of it, because they then, with USC, if USC beats Oregon next weekend, they would both be two-loss teams, right? And a loss each in the conference. So I don't really understand, if Oregon loses to USC, how they could have any chance in hell unless USC just looks like a dumpster fire in the final weekend of the regular season. But hell, if they beat Oregon, I don't see that happening. And then you look at the other spots. Now, is this still the ACC, still their conference winner gets a spot, right, in the format of the 12?
It is the top five conference winners. That does not mean that one of those top five has to be the ACC.
Gotcha.
It could be, obviously, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, the American Conference, and then the Conference USA, for like all we know. Like, again, it's the top five conference winners. And so I think Patrick even threw it out this week, like, you know, and I just don't see that happening, where an ACC conference champion is so lowly ranked or unranked that the ACC doesn't get into the playoff as a comp, like one of their conference champs.
Georgia Tech is just not getting any love, though, and I feel like they need to be in. And that's another school you talk about. Well, if there's 10, maybe 9, you know, spots left after the two that you talked about being given away already with a group of five and then the Notre Dame spot, what does it look like if you leave an ACC champ out? Like, I understand, man. The Oregon does not fit with all these other good schools. It just doesn't happen.
And I think the ACC and Georgia Tech is probably going to get it played, because the ACC is kind of the new Pac-12, or in the sense that, like, it's the league that people know that there are talented players there, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those things. So I think they'll look at, you know, strength of schedule and everything, and it's going to be easy, because there's not an ACC team. If you look at the rankings as they currently stand for college football, you know what I'm saying?
ACC is such a mess.
They're not even, you know, they're not even cracking the top 14. So I think they probably, I don't want to say they will get left out because they have to put a conference champion in there, but it's just...
Well, Georgia Tech has to play Georgia for the final game of the regular season, too, so they're most likely looking like a two-loss team.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hey, I would hold... They played Georgia really close last year. I believe that was like a 4 overtime game or something like that.
I mean,
Georgia
did,
Georgia Tech.
But why did they lose to NC State last week? I think that's...
NC State's a good team. NC State's not bad. They are not a bad team.
They are the best 5-4 team in college football. Yes, Joe.
They're a feisty.
They're talented and cerebral.
I think when you have a team like Texas and Oklahoma, who both have two losses right now, because they're in the SEC and because they are who they are, just in general, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. A two-loss Oregon team, when you're the third best team in the Big Ten right now, like, I don't know. I think it would be easy to kind of, you know, push them a little bit down the list. I do still think they could kind of eke their way in, you know, the very, very last spot, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think they can afford to lose another game, because, again, they don't have the pedigree of, as far as just name for namesake, Texas or Oklahoma, you know, right now.
Well, before last night's game, I'm trying to see here. I just had it up, for the love of God. They had an 88% chance to make the playoffs. And that was before last night's win against Minnesota. When I do the whole playoff predictor on ESPN's website, brought to you by Allstate, you're in good hands. They still have... Sorry, I'm clicking around here. This is a great radio, by the way. They have a 50. Oh my God. They have an 83% chance to make the playoff, even with a loss to USC. It says 54% chance to host a first round game. I don't know how the hell that would happen, but that's crazy. I guess according to this, and this is, you know, again, how other things shake out and play out.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.